Welcome back. Now we're going to meet the candidates for House District 27, starting with the incumbent, Bob Buick.
Good evening. My name is Bob Buick. I am the incumbent in District 27, which is Sand Lake, Jewel Lake, and Kincaid. It is my pleasure to be here before you, and I appreciate you inviting me into your home or on the radio, wherever you are, to listen in. These are some really important times, and I'm really proud to be part of it and proud to have been involved with it for a number of years. And prior to that, as committed as I have been to the Sand Lake, Jewel Lake, Kincaid area, I look forward to working with you and in the legislature from this time forward as well. Thank you.
Now let's meet the Republican challenger, Mia Costello.
Good evening. I would like to thank KSKA and KAKM for offering this opportunity for candidates to speak with you tonight. It's been an honor to run for office, and I'm very excited about my candidacy. I was born and raised in Alaska. I've been here for 42 years. I have two sons, Roman and Andrew John. I am a graduate of West High School, and while there, I was a member of the U.S. national team in swimming. I'm a pilot, I'm a teacher, a mother, a wife, and my husband is also a pilot. And I'm really excited to offer voters another option on the ballot. I think that our future is important, and I would like to provide my my children with the same opportunities that I had while growing up in Anchorage. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we'll go to candidate questions, starting with Ms. Costello for Representative Buick.
Okay. Bob, you have written in the voter guide that you have voted to provide opportunities for small business. And yet, when the business community had a chance to review your record, they have given you a grade of just above failing. And so they don't see you as a friend. And so I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Thank you, Ms. Costello, for that question. You know, I was looking at the cadre of people including on that report card, and looks like the gentleman to my left got a pretty good grade, but to my right, but all the rest of us didn't seem to be able to appease that particular magazine, and I guess I'm very proud that the people that I try to listen to, talk to, hear, and respond to are the voters. And those are the people that I'm very glad that I had contact with over these last 4 years and was able to work for.
You have a rebuttal?
Thank you. I think that the business community is a part of our economy that needs to be encouraged and that we need to try to grow the private sector. If I'm elected to office, I will work very hard in order to make Alaska a place where business can thrive. As I've gone door to door, I've spoken with many of you who've told me that the environment here is difficult, with one out of every three jobs related to the oil industry, and that industry is not growing at this time. It does affect the small businesses, and I think that the Resource Development Council, the Alaska Chamber of Commerce, I think that these organizations are an important part of our economy, and I know that many of you in the district are members of these organizations. And as your candidate, I will work hard to open up Alaska for business so that it's a place where business can thrive here.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Buick, your opportunity for a question, sir.
Thank you. Ms. Costello, you have talked about some of the making government smarter, smaller. Can you give us one example of your efforts to make government smarter and smaller?
Well, thank you, Bob, for the question. I have not served in the legislature yet, so I haven't had a chance to make those changes yet, but I hope to. I've had discussions with the Commissioner of Health and Social Services about the Department of Health and Social Services and Education are the two largest departments in the state, and I feel that there are many ways that we can cut government, make it smaller and smarter, including zero-based budgeting, where departments have to defend the programs and provide a justification for why those programs exist. in health and social services. I feel that the state should not be giving grants to organizations that have a certain percentage of their money going towards administration, because in that case, we're just paying for a duplicative administrative cost. So I think there are opportunities to cut government spending.
Mr. Book.
You know, even before I got in the legislature, I spent hundreds of hours working in many different kinds of community service. One of them was the Anchorage Neighborhood Crime Watch program. In 06, I spent about 400 hours trying to get people to recognize that their neighborhoods were under siege. That summer, we had automatic gunfire at Mulcahy Stadium between a soccer game and a baseball field. And so my pledge at that time was to make sure that public safety was an issue. And so working steadfastly throughout these last years, we have made West Anchorage the highest participation of the Anchorage Neighborhood Crime Watch program in the city, something that I'm very proud to say has really accomplished a great deal at no cost.
Thank you. Now we'll go to the host questions. And first question would be for Ms. Costello. What can the government do about soaring energy costs, especially in South Central Alaska, which you are going to represent?
Well, certainly energy is an important topic for us as candidates, and also all Alaskans. We're looking at how we can provide affordable, reliable energy to business and also communities. I see the issue as two-pronged. We have to continue developing our oil. That will extend the life of the fields and allow the state government to receive the funding that it does from that important resource. It is a more valuable commodity, and it brings more money into the state revenue stream. That being said, the gas industry is the future also, because we are looking at several options for a gas line. We know that in the future that the world market for gas will be about 100 billion cubic feet a year. And my question is, can Alaska have 4% of that market? And so it's an exciting time in our state. We have some exciting issues, and I will work hard on a gas line if you elect me to the legislature.
Thank you. Mr. Book.
Looking forward to being able to make some investments, because that's where we're posed, poised. We are in a situation unlike any other state in the union where we have some money. And to invest in renewables, to make sure that we have a gas line, to look at all of the options of alternate energy as well as alternative energy, these are the ways that we're going to improve on jobs. We also need to encourage small business. I have been obliged by small business my entire career working in construction industry. I know all about jobs. I know what it is to work with your hands and your mind and your back. And so those are the kinds of things that I have worked for and actually passed legislation to support small business, to encourage and open for business attitude in the state of Alaska.
Thank you. And now we'll start with Mr. Book. The statewide candidates, some of them are emphasizing their belief that we're going to suffer a serious decline in federal spending. Do you believe that's the case? And if so, what should be the legislature's response?
Well, I am, as you've seen by some of the former colleagues here, very concerned that when we do use the money that we have, that we're very effective with that money and that we get a return for every dollar that we do spend. So, the money that we have had from the federal government, which has made it possible for many of the residents of this state to be to stay here, has been in a very important part of the past. However, we're in a situation where if, in fact, that is reduced, we can do something about it. And I'm very proud that I am one of the people that helped put us in that situation.
Mia Costello.
Thank you. As I go door to door, I often get the question, how do we diversify our economy in Alaska? And I think that as we prepare for fewer federal dollars, we have to look at what we do have in Alaska and look at those as positives and make our future on those things. One of the things that I would like to see is an assessment of some of the byproducts of natural gas. We have methane, we have ethane, we have butane, we have propane. And some of these byproducts have a market out there. And what we should be doing as a legislature and as the state of Alaska is going out there and finding out, where are these markets? How big are these markets? I mean, for example, in methane, we could be providing our own Jet A fuel and avgas. And so I think there are some exciting opportunities, and I would work towards those.
Okay, we have time for another question. We'll stick with you. Education is a huge component of the state budget. Are we getting our money's worth as citizens?
Well, this is an important question. I am a product of the Anchorage School District, and it gave me a lot of opportunities. However, I have worked with students who've dropped out of our schools, and I've talked to them one-on-one. And I have to say that I don't think that we are getting the most out of our dollars that we're spending in education. I think, though, that there is some good news out there. There are some proven ways to improve the results of education without spending more money. I think that it's something that we can work on as a state. And as a teacher who's spent hundreds upon hundreds of hours in the classrooms in Alaska, I think that education is one of the most important things that we can do for the young people. Without an education, there's no preparation for your future. So it's a great opportunity for us to invest in our future and make education one of our top priorities.
Thank you. Representative Book.
For the last couple of years, I've been working really hard in the Education Committee in the House. Our endeavors are such that we work 2 hours a day, 3 days a week during session. Interim, we've had a series of meetings about the education reform in the state of Alaska. In the early 90s, Alaska was rated like number 2 or 3 in the nation for the quality of students that we produced. We need to get back to that status or better. We have some serious issues in Alaska. We have a very small populace. We have a huge area where those people are spread out all over. We probably have the highest cost per capita for education in the country. So we have some huge problems and to resolve and overcome. However, we have made improvements even here in the city, where we improved the graduation rate by 6 to 7% just in the last 2 years.
Thank you. Now we'll go to our closing statements, starting with Representative Book.
It has been my pleasure and honor to serve the residents of Sand Lake, Jewel Lake, and Kincaid these last 4 years. This opportunity that comes along once in a lifetime to people needs to be recognized as one of service. And as somebody who has been committed to the service of this community for a couple decades, I really appreciate the fact that I have been able to be part of some of the biggest onsets of planning and looking towards our future and putting us in a position where we are poised, number one in the nation, to go forward with some of these plans. So to be fiscally responsible, like we have been and shown to be, is something that I'm very, very proud of.
Ms. Costello.
Thank you. I again want to thank KSKA and KAKM for offering this opportunity. I've enjoyed speaking with many of you at the door and also tonight. I was born and raised in Alaska, and I've spent 42 years here, and I'm looking forward to spending the rest of my life here in this beautiful state. And as I go door to door, many of you I meet, and I've known you for the 42 years, so it's an exciting time. But we do face challenges in our state, and I believe that we need to send people to Juneau who have the courage to address some of the issues that we are grappling with, including a state spending that is not sustainable, energy issues that need to be addressed with. We have some exciting opportunities, like with the Susitna Dam. And these are things that I would be committed to if you send me to Juneau. It's an honor to run, and it's been an honor to be campaigning, and I would appreciate your support on November 2nd. Thank you.
And thank you, candidates in House District 27.